KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Mid-Missouri source for in-depth news, diverse talk, and music of the world. It's more than radio. It is community radio, and I'm paying good attention this morning, as you can tell. It is about 9 o'clock, almost on the dot here, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You said I was your rock. Now I know what you mean. Rock on the ground. Under your feet. Now you're gone. And it's too late. I'm on the ground. You're on your way. Well, there's an old cliche. Some people say that life is like a road we're traveling on. Sometimes you do the stepping. Sometimes you get stepped on. And we were skipping on down the lane. Now I know what you mean. Rock on the ground. Under your feet. Now you're gone.
There we go. This is Mike. You're listening to KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. And it's 9 a.m. And what we do Fridays at 9 a.m. is called Open Mic Radio. And we're going to do it again this morning. And I'm glad to be here because I was gone last week and I missed doing the program. So that was Paul Weber and the Scrappers starting things off there with a song called Stepping Stone. Before we get going today, I would like to say thank you to Dennis Freshner, who was on the program 2 weeks ago. He played some tunes for us on the piano, and we talked about the Como community piano, the public piano that's down there in front of the Heidelberg that anybody can kind of waltz down there and play a tune whenever they feel like it. And there's, believe it or not, there's some great stuff that sort of kind of pops up over there Friday, Saturday night. You never know who might sit down there and play some songs. So it's real cool. And thanks to Dennis and Robert, who were down here a couple of weeks ago talking about the piano and playing some music for us. All right. And then thank you to Joy for doing the program last week for me. She covered my spot a week ago because I was in Illinois. And appreciate that, Joy. And thanks a lot. And back at it today. Okay. All right. My guests in the studio today are a local rock and roll band called Blackwater. And they are consist of four guys, three of which are in the studio with me today, and I'll get your mics here in a second, but in fact, let's just do that, and I'll let you guys sort of introduce yourselves, but first, over here on the guitar, and go get right on that mic, if you don't mind, Mr. Seth, and who do we have over here on the guitar?
Seth Hodder.
All right, Seth Hodder playing the guitar. In the middle here, we got Eli Marshall on the bass. I can tell you that. Hi, Eli. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Mike?
I'm good. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And over here, Brad, sitting on a box drum.
Yeah, usually it's keys.
Usually playing the keys, but, you know, one of the things that I was going to bring up as we're talking is that I see you all sort of moving from instrument to instrument a lot of the times when you're playing. So I guess never really know what we might see when you guys are performing, because you can all play a number of different instruments. So, all right. So we have the fourth and missing member, last but certainly not least, Luca Morpogo, who is it Morpogo or Morpogo?
Morpogo.
Morpogo. Luca is fourth member of the band, and again, he plays a number of different instruments, and he's not here with us today. I think he's up in Chicago, maybe listening, hopefully.
Yeah, he is listening.
All right. Tip of the hat to Luca up there. What's he doing up there? Vacationing?
I believe he wanted to see the lakes, he told us.
Yeah. It's a family vacation. Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, so Blackwater, these guys are in the studio with me. They are rock and roll rhythm and blues band, I guess. Yeah. They're going to play some acoustic stuff for us today. But before we do that, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions and let the listeners know a little bit about you guys, okay? Let's start with Brad over here. All right, born and raised in Columbia, or are you native around here?
Yeah, I was born in Columbia. I've moved around, but, you know, stayed in town for the most part. I don't know, I, you know, went to Rockbridge Elementary and Rockbridge High School, kind of, you know.
Right.
Went through the whole shebang, but it's been good. I mean, it's a good town to live in. You know, the college community adds a lot, you know, because I know there's a lot of young guys in town, you know, who are, you know, getting out and, you know, getting their degrees in music and whatnot. So you got a lot of teachers, a lot of music teachers, a lot of, you know, musicians, a lot of young guys around town that are willing to, you know, give you shows and whatnot if you want to play. And
that's awesome. Cool. All right. Yeah. So are you still in school?
Yeah. Going into my senior year at Rockbridge.
Okay. All right, good. And let's see, you have influences from music in your family, or are you sort of the first one that said, hey, I'm going to start getting involved in the music thing?
Yeah, so, I mean, really nobody in my family plays music.
Interesting.
Except for my mom a little bit. She played piano, but really, I mean, I just kind of picked it up on my own. There was a lot of songs that I'd hear and I liked a lot, and we had a piano in the house, you know, nobody really used it, but I took it upon myself to, you know, kind of teach myself how to play a tune or two that I thought were interesting.
Are you primarily self-taught?
Yeah, for the most part. I play a little guitar too, a little bit of dulcimer. Eli was joking about that.
I've got a dulcimer. I love my dulcimer.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sounding instrument.
Right. Oh, right? I know. Yeah, yeah. We brought it out to Cooper's Landing not too long ago.
Oh, it's a great place for dulcimer. Right?
For sure.
All right, well, cool. So just kind of took it upon yourself and figured out a few instruments
and you're
still learning and still obviously
learning.
You always are, right?
If you're a musician, of course.
You're always learning. So.
Well, and I mean, just playing with a band is like an instrument of its own, just because, you know, you really have to take into account, like, you know, keeping four guys in time is really difficult.
It is. And the bigger the band, you know, the more difficult. And you guys, well, before we get there, have you influenced by, like you were saying, you heard these sorts of songs. I mean, yeah. Are you primarily influenced by rock and roll, blues, what?
Definitely rock and roll. Yeah. I mean, I love the Allman Brothers, but I like a lot of other groups too. You know, kind of like I don't know. My very varied taste is I don't know. I like a lot of 70s, a lot of 80s mm-hmm. kind of rock. I mean, I listen to AC/DC, but that's not what we play, really. You know? But yeah, like mainly what we play is influenced by, you know, kind of, I don't know, kind of folk-ish. Really, it's just, you know, a Missouri kind of sound is the way we put it, you know. Right. Blackwater River Band. Right. But yeah, yeah.
Okay, Eli Marshall in the middle here on the bass right now, but he can play the drums as well, and yes, sometimes definitely. He does vocals, sometimes yeah. a combination. Yeah. All right, Eli, I know a little bit about you because we're neighbors, but yeah. for the folks that don't, are you're a Missouri guy as well?
Yeah. Same situation as Bradley, like born and raised in Columbia. I just went through like Hickman and stuff instead of
Rockridge. Oh, you're one of those Hickman kids, yeah.
Loser.
Yeah. Hey, my son's going to be going to Hickman in a few weeks here, starting yeah, high yeah, school. Yeah. That's crazy.
Watch your mouth.
All right, so and are you a senior as well?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so you'll be out of there in 9 months or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about you with music and background? Have you always wanted to play music? You got any history of that in your family? I know your dad's a hell of a mandolin player.
Oh yeah,
a little bit. He kind of picked that up like after I picked up music.
I'm kind of joking, and he knows
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been playing it a lot more actually lately.
That's a great instrument. You know, my partner Kevin is a great mandolin.
It's a really
player.
Weird instrument, kind of like when you first pick it up because it's like tuned like a violin, but you like pick it and all that. But yeah, I would say that. I mean, I had people in my family who. It was kind of like what Bradley was just saying, like about his mom. It was sort of basically the same situation in my family, where like I didn't really have anyone that was like super serious about music. I have an aunt that plays piano, but I mean, other than that, not much else. I mostly got into bass because I started playing upright in like middle school,
right?
And it was just like. It was kind of a unique instrument because I was so small and like there was maybe like three people in all of my middle school that played it too.
Right.
And I just sort of picked up electric bass by like just by extension, basically.
Well, you know, I've told you this, but you're a natural bass player, a really remarkable bass player.
Thank you.
And you're a good drummer too, but I've always thought that bass was really where it's at with you. And tell me something about that you went out to Boston, I think. Was it last year maybe?
Yeah, it was about a little over a year ago. Yeah, I went to a bass workshop thing that was sponsored by Victor Wooten, and he was like, which is like, he's like a world renowned bass player.
Victor Wooten,
and also
heck yeah.
the head of the Berkeley bass department chair at the time. And some of the professors, too, that were out there. And basically, it was just, like, a weekend where it was just nonstop bass playing. It was pretty cool, though. It also came with a tour of the school itself. So that was pretty interesting, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty great, too, because it was just, like, all these different, like, backgrounds. Because, I mean, not everyone there was, like, American. There was this one guy I had a workshop with one day. He was from, I think, Uruguay mm-hmm. or something, mm-hmm. Uruguay or Argentina, you know, somewhere in South America. And there was a few other people that were like Australian, and I think one person was from Armenia and one person was from Peru and stuff. So it was like, it was a lot of different like backgrounds and stuff. And it was like, I met a lot of people there that I still talk to now from like all over the country too.
Right.
So it was just like, it was all condensed out though down to like a whole 3-day experience though. So it was like a lot over a small period of time, but it's still, I took away a lot from it. So
I was going to say, what's the takeaway? I mean, was it more just like, actual songwriting and things like that, or was it more philosophical, like, hey, just get in there and keep playing and keep practicing and work hard? And
I would say it was, in terms of what they were like verbally teaching you, I'd definitely say it was more so the latter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And, now we got Seth over here, and Seth is a guitar player of some talent, certainly. I've seen him play for a few years now. It's interesting to watch you guys evolve over the years.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What about you? You were you born and raised around here, Seth?
I was born in a suburb of Chicago. But I was definitely raised. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was definitely raised in Columbia, I'd say.
Yeah.
I was like, I forget, maybe when I was like one or two, we moved to Columbia. So my dad could finish getting the college degree here at Mizzou. And then we stuck around, you know.
Right.
Just because of, you know, stuff like this.
Now, your dad's a player, I think, of music, isn't he?
Yeah, a little bit. That's what he's the kind of, I got into guitar at a very early age just because, like, you know, it's always kind of a cool thing. And my dad, this is his acoustic.
It's a beauty.
Yeah, thank you. It's, and he, you know, we, there's this parlor guitar that was about the right size for me. And he just started teaching me, like, stuff on the parlor guitar and with this. And we were like, stuff like, this land is your land and stuff like that. And that's kind of how I got started.
Uh-huh. All right. Sing it too?
just pick you don't up the melody.
All right, so how did you guys meet? I first came across you guys as musicians. You're in what I think was the first kind of rendition, which was the Blue Hearts Club.
Yeah.
Right?
Back in the day, yeah.
I think how it went was like, I think it was like initially like Seth and another person were like, hey, let's do a band, man.
Yeah.
And then like a few weeks later, Seth was just like, hey, come jam with me and this dude at my birthday. Because yeah. I had my electric bass for like 3 months at that point. So right. I was pretty much ready for a band, you know? No, not really.
Well, sometimes you just got to jump right in.
Yeah, honestly.
I remember at the time, I didn't join when all of you guys did. It took me about like 6 months.
You got in a little later, I think. I think we were like freshmen in high school.
Well, yeah, I remember like a
sophomore. No, not
freshman.
No, not
freshman. We're freshman, bro.
We were eighth grade. I was thinking middle school because we were in seventh grade. So yeah, sophomore in middle school, I guess. But
yeah,
that doesn't quite work out.
I don't think that's how it works, man.
No, it doesn't. But we were seventh graders.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before a fight breaks out here in the studio over when these guys met, it was a while back, and certainly they've kind of come a long way, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the stuff that you've done and as the band has kind of changed from one thing to another. But I'm going to ask you guys to play a song for us here. How about that?
Sure. Sounds Where do you good. Put your love?
What if we did Ballad of a Duck?
Sure.
More.
What is this called?
Ballad of a Duck.
Ballad of the Duck.
About a duck.
Yeah, listen to all lyrics and a duck's point of view. Yeah,
all
that's
right.
The key to the song.
All right, well, here it comes, everybody. You're listening to Blackwater and on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. This is Open Mic Radio, and this is Blackwater.
All right.
All right.
1, 2, 3. I've been thinking it every day that life is nothing good. And as soon as it's going my way, well, I'll be grand old. But I still hope and pray that something's gonna change. And the way she's looking at me, well, the day could be that day. I still hope and pray that that today's my day, and she's looking my way, and I need some hoping. A lot less of moaning and moping. Something's got change. I see you walking on over here. My heart starts beating fast. Cause baby, all I need is a love that's gonna last. You could be my answered prayer, cause I'm loving that golden hair. So bring that song over here. Baby, can you take me there? I still hoping, hoping, praying that it is my day. She's a little
the morning of muffin. Something's got change.
What's the name of that one again?
Ballad of a Duck. Something's got to change, but I think something changed.
Ballad of a Duck. That's a good one. You can't ballad right. a duck.
Yeah. I like it. Okay, great stuff. Fantastic. And that is live music from Blackwater, and you're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio KOPN. It's about 20 after 9 on the 3rd of August, I guess it is. And it is going to be a hot one again. Next few days, 95 degrees and sunny, but really nothing else to report other than that. So try to keep yourself with some water and but enjoy the sun. It's going to be a great weekend to do some stuff, and we're going to talk about some stuff to do this weekend here in a minute. Let's see. I was going to ask a couple more questions, guys. All right, so you're. I hate to bring up age because you guys probably hear it all the time, but I have one other question with regard to balancing, because you got to do a lot of stuff, and you guys are all busy, and you got school. I know some of you work now. I know Eli works. I'm not sure if the other guys do. Eli, pull that mic up back if you don't mind. Right. Get right on it. There you go. So, Seth, are you a working man as well?
Yeah.
Other than your music work?
Yeah. I have a very classy job at a Penn Station.
That's all right.
They make, sandwich artist.
They make a nice sandwich, right?
Yeah, sandwich.
I shouldn't say.
Really call you?
No, I call myself that.
Oh, okay.
They don't call me anything. No, it's a good job.
Right. They call me worse than that, right? Okay. And balancing work, school, your music, and actually being able to put out a musical product that people want to listen to, and that you're not embarrassed to go out there and share, because that's one thing. You want to actually present something that's good, right? Just a couple words from all of you, any of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's also tough, you know, just relationships sometimes.
Right.
But I mean, it's cool because I feel like it's very much like an escape from school and like all that other stuff, you know, because if you can just go and jam with the guys on a weekend, you know, it's just like, shoot, you know, nothing matters.
A lot of the times you find yourself just like looking forward to it every
weekend. Yeah,
you know?
For sure. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of your own independent thing, which is really nice, because a lot of the times you like, you know, school's kind of, it's like required, it's somebody else's thing that you're doing, and you can totally like, you can totally be motivated about it, you can totally like get into it. But it's cool to do your own thing sometimes, too. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's a very cool little...
Well, and it's also great, you know, because, I mean, you do have to reach out to venues. You have to reach out to people, you know. It takes a lot of, you know, people skills that, you know, a lot of other, you know, school and stuff don't really go into.
It takes some guts, frankly.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's also, you know, it's just great, you know, for, I mean, even getting a job and whatnot, you know, because a lot of the stuff I've learned from, you know, just reaching out to people and whatnot has been stuff I've used for, like, applying for jobs or, like, stuff like that, you know. And it works really well, you know. But because I mean, I know before I was in the band, it was, you know, very difficult for me to go and talk to people and go out, you know, and go to strangers and be like, hey, you know, there's this thing that I want to show you, or there's this thing that I can you know, provide.
Same. I used to be like deathly shy.
Yeah. But now we're just
like, wasn't like music definitely would like kicked my butt. I was like, hey man, you can't do that.
Yeah. Well, it's great on a number of levels then, I guess, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so the local scene, what do you make of your fellow musicians out there?
Oh, there's a lot of great young musicians.
I think we're like blessed to have somehow ended up in this area, because you know, like stuff like this, it doesn't exist everywhere, you know. Even you go like a town over and they don't have like a bunch of venues, they don't have a community radio station, they don't you know what I mean, like
right.
And I think I don't think we would exist if it wasn't for Columbia, you know, just
for sure.
The way it is.
I think Columbia is like a happy medium, because it isn't like a super like tiny town where it's like only one or two venues exist, like a lot of places in Missouri and a lot of places just in America as a whole. But I also feel like there's like this idea that you need to get into a big city to ever like be something. And I mean, maybe from a career standpoint, that's probably true. But I feel like if you just want to play, a big city would probably be way more intimidating, and it'd probably be a lot harder to carve a like a little place out for yourself.
Yeah.
And you probably would have to like worry a lot more about like self-image and that kind of thing. Like if we were in Kansas City or St. Louis, it would be we'd have to like, you know, probably put it's a lot more effort into like public image and stuff like that, which I don't know if I speak for everyone else here, but personally I don't really care a ton about, cuz I'm not doing this to support myself. It's nice. Columbia's nice if it's like a habitual thing, at least, I think.
Well, and I think also, you know, when you get in a bigger, you know, a bigger town and whatnot, you know, a lot more is expected of you, you know, because you can't really balance work, school, all that other stuff on top of music. It's music or whatever else you're doing.
Well, I think you guys are right as far as locally goes. We're lucky. There's a tremendous amount of talent around here in a lot of different styles. Some of them march through here. You guys played last night at Cafe Berlin. And how was that show?
Oh, it was incredible.
It was a great time.
Enjoy yourselves.
A lot of friends came out. Great mixing, great sound guy.
That's a great little venue over there.
Well, and, I mean, it's just so fun too, just because, you know, you feel like you're in a different country almost. You know, everybody there is, you know, so with it. Everybody's just so, like, you know, into the music. Everybody's happy to be there. It's just a real cool scene. You know, and you got other musicians, like we played before a real cool folk band, you know, and it was just completely different, but it was just unique in its own, and I just love that.
That was what was the band that you guys played with? They were called the Strangled Darlings.
They're playing at Cooper's tonight.
They're a lot of fun.
They're Cooper's tonight. And let's see, there was one other thing I wanted to ask before I have you play another song. Oh, band names. Okay, so the Blue Hearts Club was the original that I remember. And then
the OG.
And then was there another one between that and White Lodge, which was only a brief sort of...
That was something I was involved in for a while.
Me too.
Basically how it went. That was a pretty separate thing with other friends.
I see.
And I was in it.
Was that a Twin Peaks reference?
Yeah, it is a Twin Peaks reference.
That is so funny.
Yeah, it was originally called Torch because pretty much the quick origin story, like just to explain that, like it was basically me and a couple of our friends were like, hey, let's do Battle of the Bands this year. And we needed a name to put on the bill. I said, Torch. Do it. Just put it down. Do it right now. Because everyone else was like, I'm out of ideas.
Well, I know we had a phase with this group.
Oh, here, yeah. Where we just could not land on a name.
Yeah, Devil's Icebox, Smokestack.
All of them were
Blackwater River Band. Just all over the place.
Were we called it like Blackwater Bottoms for like a hot minute or something?
Something like that.
Nobody knows. No, but band names have never been our strong suit. That's definitely been our crippling weak point.
Well, there's some sort of there's always a color involved. We had Blue Hearts Club and White Lodge. Now we've got Black Water. There's some sort of a trend here, but anyway.
Red.
Yeah, we got to go through the whole color spectrum. So, all right. You know, it's funny because there is a local band called Mercer and Johnson. In fact, those guys are playing tonight at the Roachport store. And they're fantastic. If you haven't seen them, Shannon Mercer and Brock Johnson, they play just some great foot tap and dance and music, and they'll be at the Roachport store. But they were here a few weeks ago, and we were talking about the local scene, and you know what they said to me?
What's that?
I said, what do you think? And they said, it's pretty good and all this stuff. They said, I wish there were more younger rock and roll bands. And I said, well, you know, I know one of them.
Heck yeah.
I said, I know there's one at least. And I mentioned White Lodge, actually, because I was not familiar with the Blackwater logo at that point. But anyway, those guys, we all laughed and said, I wonder if that's a Twin Peaks reference. And we were joking about it. It turns out that it actually is.
It is a Twin Peaks reference.
That is really funny. Okay, so Blackwater with me here in the studio. How about you guys play another song for us, huh?
Sure. I think Where Do You Put Your Love, we should do that.
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
What do you got?
This is we played this with like three different bands. Started in Blue Hearts, but
Where do you put your love?
Yeah.
All right, where do you put your love? And this is the band Blackwater. You listen to it on KLPN Columbia 89.5 FM Open Mic Radio.
Go for it, guys.
Oh, baby, how I love the way you swing and sway. With no effort, girl, you've caught me in your frame. I wanna get close to you, but you just slip away. You got me swooning, girl. You make me fall apart. The words you say now, honey, they make me go insane. 'Cause you're the devil to me and I don't know what's to gain. You used to give me butterflies, now all I've got is pain. What I think I know now is love is a game. Tell me, where do you put your love? Where do you put your love? Oh, where do you put your love? It seems like yesterday that we were close together in every single way. You used to give me butterflies, now all I've got is pain. What I think I know now is nothing will be the same. How I love the way you swing and sway. With no effort, girl, you caught me in your frame. I wanna get close to you, but you just slip away. What I think I know now, you make me go insane. Oh, tell me, where do you put your love? Where do you put your love?
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much for that.
No problem.
Great stuff. That's a great song.
Thank you.
All right. That's Blackwater. You're listening to it here on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. And KOPN would like to thank our listener sponsors, the Columbia Missourian, for support of our programming. The Columbia Missourian has been a community news source since 1908. The Missourian provides city, university, and local politics and sports news, striving to raise issues that illustrate Mid-Missouri and its citizens. Subscribers of the Missourian can have the news delivered to their home or business. Copies are also available daily at newsstands around town or 24/7 at ColumbiaMissourian.com. The Columbia Missourian, a community news source since 1908. One more thing here. The River Rats for the Arts is hosting a community sing on the second Thursday of each month. That'll be next Thursday at 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Zuzak Wonder Store. Eli's going to break his bass here in the meantime. Right? Yes, the Zuzak Wonder Store. I'd never heard of this place, but anyway. 311 Main Street in Boonville. The next sing will be August 9th. Instruments are welcome, but not necessary. All are invited to bring a song if they want to sing along with the group. And the event is free. All right. Okay, in the studio with me, the guys from Blackwater, minus one. Luca, wish you were here. Hope you're enjoying the program. Everybody else who's out there listening. And I want to thank you guys for coming in. It's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
What do you got going? You got something going on tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So we're playing Cooper's. We're opening for the Flood Brothers.
Flood Brothers tomorrow night with you guys.
Wow. It should be a crazy show. 4:30 to 6:30 is when we're playing. And I don't think it'll be the same set kind of setup that we're doing right now. We'll have probably a...
We'll be electrified.
You'll be plugged in?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Will Luca be back or just three of
you? No, just three of us. We got a killer drummer, Parker Costello, who's going to be filming.
Nice.
We played for him for a while, but Luca recently took the mantle just because Parker's going to Berkeley, which is really cool.
Wow, incredible.
Props to him.
But it's amazing that you guys have such a diverse group of guys that you can draw from to play with. I mean, really, it's been amazing over the last few years just to see the different group of people that you guys have been playing with.
Yeah.
Who's the young lady that you were playing with?
Maddie Harmon.
Yeah, Maddie.
And was it Sam?
Jack Harding is cool.
Yeah, anyway, so it's a great scene for the young musicians as well as the older ones here around town, so it's great to see that you guys are getting engaged in the whole thing. So all right, so tomorrow 4:30
to 6:30.
Man, that's a nice long set.
All original too.
Really, all original songs.
It's taken a long time to build a repertoire.
Well, good for you. That's fantastic. I think we're probably gonna come out and see you guys.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And I think we got some of the local gang from our neck of the woods over there, Eli, gonna come out. And I'm certain that, that a lot of local folks will be out there too, because the Flood Brothers is a great show
to see
as well. I got to get those guys here on the program one of these days. They're on my list. I just haven't gotten a hold of them. Let's see. What else do I want to ask you guys? Okay, so tomorrow at Cooper's, any other upcoming shows or anything you want to mention for things that are coming up the rest of the summer?
On August 16th, we're opening for a good friend of ours, Hallam George's band, or not his band, but Crooked Fix.
Crooked Fix.
Jameson, Joe Holsford, Connor Kespel. They're all great musicians.
We're opening up for them at Rose Music Hall. At least that's a plan as of right now. That's a... I don't have a specific time for that yet. We're not sure
about
yet.
A couple weeks from now?
August 16th. I don't know doors or anything, but...
Well, then the 11th we've got...
That's definitely on our radar.
So that's our Catfish Katie's, I believe, we're playing.
That's another fun.
We're playing with Helm at Catfish Katie's.
I don't know if you guys have been out there, but that's a lot of fun out there.
We haven't been out there yet. It's like we that was one of the places we really wanted to get to. Like the Rocheport General Store.
Stores. We've been trying to reach them, but we just got to go in sometime.
You need a piece of recorded material. If you can go in there with a little EP or just some songs something on a CD or something, say, hey, check this out. We'd love to play. They'll most likely get you on the lineup there.
That'd be really nice.
But I think for the most part, they want you to at least have something that you can give to them.
Right.
Yeah.
Um, Now, Catfish Katie's, they put a bunch of money into that place a year or two ago, and that's totally really turned out to be to be a cool place.
Yeah, it is.
So, all right, well, good job, you guys. It sounds like you got some fun stuff coming up.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Recording. How? Speaking of that, are you any plans to record?
Yeah, we're putting some money aside. Actually, everything from our shows really is going to putting an album together because, like I said, we've been building a repertoire and got a couple of songs that we kind of want to just put the nail in the coffin. So record it, you know, have a copy of it, and then move on. You know.
Yeah, kind of focus on new material.
Yeah. Because we've been playing some songs for like 2 years.
We definitely have enough originals. We have like
16.
Yeah, we have a couple up there.
Yeah.
But no, we're definitely trying to record. We've only done one recording, and that was with Darkroom.
Yeah, I remember.
And that was a pretty cool. We did the song you just played. Where do you put your love? And that was a real fun time. But we're trying to get like a lot of songs out there to, like you were saying, like to get out to venues and also just for our own personal enjoyment.
Right. You gotta kind of memorialize all the stuff you do before you start doing other stuff.
Exactly.
Any idea where you'd like to record?
A little bit. We looked into a lot of places around town. Honestly, it's just whatever we can afford at this point. Right now, we're not set yet, but we're definitely set on recording soon.
We'll definitely keep Will Reeves in mind over there at Central Cellars.
Central Cellars.
Yeah, you know he's done a lot of work for the guys that are kind of in my tribe. You know.
And he's
fantastic and doesn't waste a lot of time. He knows how to get to business and get things done. So
that's important.
And there are plenty of other talented producers, engineers out there, but money's clearly an issue, you know, and for everybody. So, all right, let's see. What else did I want to ask? Okay, so we got maybe some recording coming here in the future.
Got some shows
coming up.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, let's mention some of the things that are coming up this weekend, okay? Sure. At the Blue Note tonight, Wheeler Walker Jr. with Adam Chaffins. I'm not sure about Adam Chaffins, but Wheeler Walker Jr., that'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be funny. for those who are familiar, if my son Alex is listening, he's probably cracking up right now. So anyway, Wheeler Walker Jr. Tomorrow, Todd DeWaite doing a tribute to Johnny Cash at the Blue Note. Todd will be on this program next week, and I'm not sure if any of his of the Pigpen gang will be here with him, but Todd DeWaite next week on this program. But tomorrow night at the Blue Note, that'll be great. Todd's a super talented guy, and I've never really, I guess I've heard him play a Johnny Cash song or two, but it'll be interesting to see him do the whole kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow night at the Blue Note. Let's see. Tonight, happy hour at Mojo's, or Rose, I guess. Fried Crawdaddies. A little bit later, the Greyhounds. Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Fried Crawdaddies, certainly fun for the happy hour scene over there. The Greyhounds, I'm not familiar with, and they play later tonight. And with Oversight Committee. Now, Oversight Committee, that's Jeff Mueller and the band that he is a part of. And you know Jeff from Ruth Acuff, who has played at our place before. Jeff is her husband who performs.
I think he plays upright bass?
He plays a lot of things, frankly.
Oh, okay.
But he's a great bass player for sure.
In fact,
he builds his own bass.
Yeah,
really?
He's a luthier, and I've been following his Instagram as he's been building this bass for the last year and a half or so.
Oh,
and it's really cool to watch the slow evolution of that thing, you know, how he carves the wood. And it's really an amazing process to see how you build one of those things. I mean, in just a little bit that I've learned from watching Jeff. But anyway, so his band, Oversight Committee, that's happening tonight with a band called the Greyhounds at Rose. Sunday, Saturday, you have the Yappy Hour. That's the dog thing where you bring your dog out to Rose Park. There is a band called the Clayton Hicklin Band. I'm not familiar with them, but I think it's a country/bluegrass style. Tomorrow night, there's the psychedelic blues band called Skooma that has an album release at Rose. That might be interesting. East Side Night Karaoke, I think, usually Friday, Saturday. Cooper's tonight, we got the Strangled Darlings, who you guys played with yesterday.
Yeah, they're great. Pretty cool guys. Great. Yeah. Definitely.
And where are they from?
Vermont.
They're from Vermont.
Yeah. Dang.
Taking a tour, I guess. Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, for sure.
Getting on the road. All right, I hope they're listening. Strangled Darlings tonight at Cooper's. Tomorrow, you got Blackwater at Cooper's. That's 4:30.
Yeah.
And Flood Brothers after that, right, you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, tonight, Roachport Store, Mercer & Johnson, and 2-Bit Steve tomorrow night at the Roachport Store, which is Steve Anzinger and John Galbraith and Joe the drummer, and I forget who's on bass. Maybe Kurt or Eric. At any rate, good stuff this weekend. You know, we're so lucky to have a community like you guys were mentioning earlier where this kind of stuff is available. Happens. And just around the corner, I mean, this stuff is all very easily available to anybody around, you know, around these parts. So
I actually know John Galbraith's son personally, so like it's just like all those people you just mentioned. It's like if you get to like
everybody's connected.
We've played a show with him at Longboat.
I forget John's son's name. He's
Cole.
Right.
John Cole Galbraith.
Of course. Yeah. Right? He's a hell of a musician too.
Yeah. I mean,
his dad is remarkable. His dad's one of the best guitar players I've ever seen, I think. I mean, he's just a really, really great guitar player. He can do all kinds of different styles. He's clean as a whistle, and just a heck of a good guitar player. And
I remember I went over to their house one time, John's house one time, because Cole was over there and we were just hanging out, I think. And I just saw like a copy of one of his albums on like a table or something. And he was just like, "Oh yeah, you can take that. I'm done using it." I was like, "Sweet man, all right, I actually enjoy this."
Yeah, that's great. That's a talented family for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we got about 15 minutes, so I'm going to have you guys play another song for us.
Sounds good.
And then they will chat a little bit more and maybe do one more on the way out. How about that?
Sounds great. You're going to go to Bluesman or something like that?
I got my slide on Bad Luck Charm.
You know, I saw a photo, by the way, of one of your recent shows with you playing slide.
Yeah.
And I think that's the first that I don't think that I'd seen you play slide before. Maybe I'm wrong, but.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm not great. I just do simple stuff.
All right. Well,
I think it works.
It sounds good. I like it one way or the other. Okay, so we've got Blackwater in the studio. This is Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. What do you guys got?
A Bad Luck Charm.
All right, let's hit it. Anyway. right. I always tell everyone when they come in here that I love it. I get these private concerts every Friday. That's part of my motivation. It's like, yeah, I actually do have an underlying motive here. So.
Yeah, all for you, Mike.
Yeah, I love it. Actually, it's all for everybody. And
yeah, that's true.
For all you people listening, hope you're enjoying the program. I've got young men from the band Blackwater in the studio with me this morning, and we're having a good time here chatting about some stuff and playing some music.
Yeah,
they've got a fun gig, it sounds like, coming up tomorrow at Cooper's Landing.
Great place, yeah.
Yeah, really funny. If you haven't been down there, down by the river there, a little bit south of town. Mm-hmm. And Flood Brothers following up after you guys play. So that'll be a lot of fun and a lot of good stuff this weekend, as we were just mentioning. So, okay, what else you got going? We got a few minutes to chat about a couple other things. Anything on your mind?
Yeah, I guess September 18th, too. We've got that.
Yeah, that should be fun. That's pretty far in the future.
That's pretty far. Yeah, September 18th.
Rose Music Hall.
I mean, yeah, it's just fun, you know, just because, you know, school's starting up again. We've kind of, you know, been figuring out a new group and everything, just because a lot of our guys are going to Berkeley, actually.
That's amazing.
We're losing Hallam. He's going to Berkeley. We're losing, what's his name? Parker's going to Berkeley. Not what's his name. No, Parker.
What's his name?
That one Parker.
That one guy that's been playing with us for 2 years.
Berkeley incomer number 2. It's just like the freshman class of Berkeley this fall. It's just going to be like, why are all these kids just coming from
Columbia? What's up with Columbia, Missouri?
What is this, Columbia, Missouri?
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Right. I've never even heard, like, they probably haven't even heard of it.
I think it's great. So.
Yeah.
No, all right, so what about you guys? You guys are all, you got one more year of school, so.
Yeah.
Do you have plans to continue with music, or do you have
definitely. Darkroom Records, which is a free to use studio in the Columbia Public High School system.
That's really cool.
It does a lot for us, actually, in terms of like organizing showcases, and as I like what Seth just said, we recorded a song with them. I'm actually one of the new interns there, producers, so that's one way that, like, I guess the music education, like, process for, like, me and also, I guess, this band by extension is going to be continuing, which I'm personally really excited for.
Oh,
and I think
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, having some understanding of how engineering and production goes, is a great help for you as a musician, and to have somebody in the band that knows that stuff.
Yeah,
you know, it's I mean, even just like here running a board behind, you know, on the radio station, it's, you know, there's more. It takes a lot to make something sound good, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean?
Right, exactly.
And even if it's inherently good music, and you know, you guys know that if you've been to a venue and the sound guy's no good, he can you can take a great band and just turn them
totally
into just really ruin it, you know.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
So learning about that, I highly endorse it. I think that's great, Eli.
Yeah. So I guess if anyone listening is like interested in continuing following what we're doing, I think Darkroom would be a pretty good avenue to do that.
Well, it's all free. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
if you're
it's also all
system,
free.
You
so.
Can use it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just reach out to Auger's a great guy, Mr. Auger.
Yeah, and if anyone listening is interested, definitely hit them up. They have an Instagram. They're on every form of social media, which, speaking of which, shameless tie-in, we are too.
Well, I was going to say, let's do that. Let's give out contact information.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
we got business cards.
And then we'll play one more song.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'll shuttle you guys out of here, because I've got the next program coming up here, named Speaking of the Arts, with Diana Moxon, will be coming on the air here in about 6 or 7 minutes. Oh. And I will stick around and be helping Diana out behind the board on that show. And I love that show, because it ties in pretty well with this one, actually, because Diana is extremely involved in the art scene here in town, and that includes music, of course.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll do that in a few minutes. Okay, contact information.
Yeah, cool. So basically, you can follow us on Facebook at Blackwater Band Como, all caps on the Como.
Okay, Blackwater Band Como on Facebook.
Yeah. And then Instagram, Blackwater Como, and then YouTube on just Blackwater.
Okay. Yeah. All right, easy enough, you guys. And I've got your feed there on Instagram, so if you're a friend of mine, you can just connect them right through there. So, all right, one more song for us. How about that, guys? All right.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good. O2 Bluesman.
Sounds good to me.
All right, one more time. This is Blackwater in the studio here, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
Thanks so much.
It's been a pleasure, you guys. We'll we'll see you tomorrow for sure. Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
And also, I'd like to invite you guys to play at my place again this year. I don't think I talked to Eli about it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that off the air, but but that'll be end of September, like always.
Perfect.
Okay.
We're
okay.
In.
Awesome. All right. Cool. So one more time, Blackwater here on KOPN Columbia. Back in just about 5 minutes with Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts.
Cool.